nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Revolution NMR LLC reminds listeners to honor our military members. Without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution NMR LLC in Fort Collins, creator of Scientific Instruments.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the Our Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Michael Maloof, who is 30 years in the Defense Department. He now writes articles for WorldNet Daily. He's written a book called A Nation Forsaken. It's the story of what will happen to America when there is an EMF attack and or a solar flare. And, of course, basically, the world we live in would cease to exist. And, of course, everything is being done to belittle and to demean the concept of the EMP attack, electromagnetic pulse attack. One simple bomb exploded over the heartland of America would wipe out America as we know it. And yet, this is a very real threat. And there are countries in the world that have practiced, that have the ability to do this. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, there are countries and people throughout the world who are in the United States. And if this were to happen, the world we live in would cease to exist. Well, one of the things that Michael has written about recently is the very real possibility that we could certainly have a solar flare, because apparently the sun goes through cycles. We're entering the most intense part of the 11-year cycle of the sun in this next few months. But I'm going to let Michael Maloof go ahead and pick up this story and express his concern. He's on the front lines of this battle. He understands it better than most people do. Thank you very much for being with us this morning. And could you express your concern and tell people why we should be concerned about the very real thing of a solar flare and, of course, of the possibility of certainly of a EMP attack on America?
Well, thanks for having me. The whole idea of an EMP or electromagnetic pulse is something that we've known about since the early 60s when we detonated nuclear weapons, and we saw the effects of ancillary effects of that 800 to 1,000 miles away just by accident when they knocked out lights and telecommunications in Hawaii, because we were testing in the Pacific at the time. And since that time, nuclear weapons, this is, electromagnetic pulse is the effects from either a nuclear explosion or from a solar flare. It emits high energy particles that attack our magnetic poles and actually affects any electrical grid that we might have and any critical infrastructure that depends upon the electrical grid. So if the electrical grid goes down, it will have an impact on all the critical other infrastructures that we rely on as a society, such as telecommunications, our food and water deliveries, our automated control systems, things that we just take for granted, like our ATM machines, our finance and banking, and our emergency services. All of these things would be affected in one fell swoop if the electrical grid were to go out and if the pulse was over such a wide geographical area that it would have an impact on all of those infrastructures all at once. And that's something that can happen, especially from a direct hit. It has to be a direct hit from a solar flare or from a high-altitude nuclear explosion. It could be a small one. It doesn't have to be a large nuclear explosion. And that's why we're continually concerned today about the nuclear weapon that North Korea is developing. They're not large, but they are designed, we're now learning, to be a what we would call a super EMP weapon. They are designed to emit much greater gamma rays, and gamma ray is a form of electromagnetic energy. So are X-rays. So are your radars, that emit out, and a radar itself, if you point it at a building, or especially given its intensity, or even at a car, it can knock it dead in its tracks, or knock out the electronics in a building altogether if they're not protected. And that's the key. We have the ability to protect these things. And given the cost, even though a $20 billion figure to remedy this problem nationwide sounds large, that in the broad scheme of things, when you consider what the cost will be to fix it all, NASA predicts, for example, that a direct hit from a flare will cost the nation upwards of $2 trillion the first year. Take 4 to 10 years to recover. And it will take, knock out about 350 of our largest transformers.
Well, the thing is, it doesn't make sense. First of all, I mean, there are a number of people I've talked to in Washington, D.C., who are very, very concerned about the danger, and yet the information is not getting out. Certainly, Congress voted unanimously in 2010.
Right.
The House of Representatives voted
right.
unanimously to try to come up with a resolution that's insisting that measures be taken to correct the problem. And that whole effort was blocked by one vote in the Senate. The average individual doesn't understand there's a threat. I said that we're not doing what's logical with a situation that could lead to the total destruction of America as we know it. Why is that? How could it be that the public it doesn't understand, and that the congressional effort to remedy the situation has been effectively neutralized, and even the SHIELD Act, which of course has been put forward at the present time to once again try to remedy the situation, that's tied up in congressional committee. Who's blocking an effective effort to solve the problem?
Well, it's a combination of things. Number one, we're not looking upon an EMP problem as it affects our national grid as a national priority. That's number one. Even though the federal government for years has been aware of it, it just hasn't reached that level for some unknown reason. And there's a lot of, you have your utilities primarily who are, saying that, well, it's not a big deal. We've been taking measures to handle it, but they're talking like occasional lightning strikes, but nothing on the widespread geographical scale that an EMP would wreak if it were to hit us, either from the high altitude explosion or from the, direct hit from the solar flare. There is pressure in Congress
Hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment with Michael Maloof, right here, American Freedom Network.
J.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom-tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial-scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom-designed system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Michael Maloof, 30 years with the Defense Department, now writing for WorldNet Daily. And I had asked him, why aren't we doing what's logical? Why, Sidney, has the congressional effort unanimously, every congressman voted that we should be doing something? This was in 2010, and yet that resolution passed, and yet it was totally neutralized by one vote in the Senate, just block anything being done. And certainly the utility companies say it isn't a big deal. And yet, of course, this would wipe out, and certainly the people who study this say, this would wipe out certainly the electronic grid. It would destroy the infrastructure of America instantaneously, and there's no second chance. I mean, once it's out until it can be repaired. We're talking about a matter of years. But you go right ahead, Michael.
Yeah, well, your point's well taken, and if the utilities tomorrow heard from the federal government that they would pick up the cost, I think all of the barriers would lift miraculously. It is a cost issue for the utilities, and the federal government, again, is not focused on this, even though, as you point out, we've tried to get this SHIELD Act through two or three Congresses now. It passes the House almost every time. Right now, it's stymied in the House Energy Committee right now because its chairman is in the pocket of the utilities, unfortunately. But we're trying to find ways to end run that. And because the federal government has been so inactive, and that's why I wrote the book, A Nation Forsaken, because the federal government basically has forsaken its citizens in this regard, that an alternative would be to go to the state legislatures. And indeed, Maine did that. And Maine just passed its own bill and the governor signed it, to harden its utilities, to study, separate its grid, so that it, can remain, operative in the event of a solar strike or a nuclear, overhead, which is probably a little, less than, what we would, expect these days, but, it can happen. And Maine is particularly vulnerable because it's higher up in the latitude, closer to the poles. So they would be dramatically affected. The problem is going to be to get the other New England utilities to come along. And there was a meeting recently of state legislatures, a convention recently, in which the whole E&P issue was raised. And there was a remarkable agreement that something needs to be done at the state level. And the other state legislatures now are going to begin looking at this. But again, this is like watching grass grow. It's so slow. It's such a slow process when the emergency could happen any time, especially with the solar flares. The solar flare is at its zenith. It's at its height, what we call a solar storm maximum, in its 11-year cycle. This year and in well into next year, we can expect the sun to reach its most intense peak. And that means they're going to be emitting more and more solar flares, spewing off the surface of the sun, going in all directions. Well, it just so happens that some of those solar sunspots are becoming much more in alignment now with Earth. And if one of them comes directly at us, the whole world's going to be affected. It isn't going to be just the United States. But the United States alone could sustain tremendous damage, and probably the worst damage, because of our virtually total reliance on electronics, our electrical grid system, our automated control systems, and all of our critical infrastructures are guided by that. And we need to take a precaution, which we can do. It isn't something we cannot do, but we're not addressing the issue as a national priority or a national security issue. As a national security imperative, our Defense Department relies upon the national grid 99% to go into the bases and what have you all across the United States. They are just beginning and looking at micro grids, but even then, they're years away from coming online, and in order to isolate any problems. But again, the utilities feel that they can handle occasional lightning strikes and what have you, and they probably can, and it'll be temporarily down, but nothing that would be on the massive scale and the widespread geographical region that would be affected should you have a direct solar flare or a high-altitude nuclear explosion.
Well, could you explain to our listeners out there what would happen to America should there be either a massive solar flare or certainly an EMP attack that took out the electronic grid? How would that impact upon the person listening to this program today in Colorado or Wyoming or wherever they're hearing it?
Yeah. Well, the effect would be immediate. All the lights would just go out. You wouldn't feel you wouldn't feel the pulse. You would just see its effect. But you would begin to realize some secondary problems that could occur very rapidly because our oil and gas pipelines, for example, rely upon automated control systems. They quickly could back up pressure in the natural gas lines and in the oil lines that could create explosions and fires. So you could have explosions in the streets, in the houses. Experts on EMP have told me that your cities could virtually be wiped out because the impact of a direct hit would affect more than 90% of the U.S. population if we had a direct hit. So this is something that we just cannot fathom. So we just choose to ignore it. But if for example the Eastern grid, we have three grids in the United States: Eastern, Western, and Texas grids. If the Eastern grid alone was taken out, that affects 70% of the U.S. population, but it would also affect the other portions of the United States because they all tend to be interrelated. And our oil and gas systems could have these secondary explosions. If the cities are affected because the food deliveries are not there, you're going to have your sewages are not going to be working because they all rely upon electrical pumps. The secondary effect of disease will quickly arise, and your emergency responders will not be there because they rely upon communications. They rely upon their trucks working and on their communications. People would not know where to go, certainly in the urban areas would not have food supplies and water supplies stored up to meet such a catastrophic event. So you would see a tremendous diminishing of our society in rapid order. And it could also be, too, then that other countries which are less affected could start taking advantage of us from a national security standpoint.
I mean, people don't understand there'd be no food, there'd be no water, there'd be no transportation, there'd be no communication.
That's right. In your urban areas, the grocery stores, for example, even your supermarkets, keep maybe about 3 days, 3 to 5 days supply. Within hours, the shelves will be cleared. We've seen this in lesser emergencies, in flooding situations or when we had hurricanes. Within hours, these things would be affected. And your cars would not be able to move because, they have electrical ignition. So, in your emergency responders, I've talked to emergency responders in Massachusetts, for example, they say they know their vehicles will not work. So this is an emergency. Local emergency first responders need to know whether or not they can react in the event of an EMP, and nobody is testing for this.
And of course, the thing is that a lot of people think, well, but you know, in a few days things will be back again, but they're not going to be back in a few days.
No, it will take months or years. And these transformers that we talked about, these huge transformers, they're not made in the United States. They're specially designed. They're huge. They cost tens of millions of dollars a piece, so they don't keep any extras in storage. And if NASA says 350 of them will be affected by a direct hit from a solar flare, that's just in the United States. And other countries that rely on technology for their society also will be clamoring to replace those knocked out transformers. And we just, even though we have the ability to and capability to make them here in the United States, they're all made overseas. And it takes, on a good year, and under normal times, it takes years to get them in, about 3 years to get one in, and they have to be specially designed.
So what's really going on, in many respects, doesn't make sense from a logical point of view. I mean, we could make them, but we don't. It would take a matter of years to get the transformers in. We know what to do to correct the problem, and it is being blocked. The average individual is not hearing about it, even though there are a number of people who have actually studied this and are trying to get the word out, and they're being blocked. And actually, Congress has actually had several commissions of reports, one in 2004, one in 2008, and, of course, there are other government reports, and they all point to the horrendous, destructive possibility from this. Why aren't the people hearing about this? I mean, I didn't hear when the 2004 Congressional Commission report came out, or the 2008. Why aren't we hearing about the danger?
Well, Congress, at a more enlightened time, I might say, was so aware of it that they did convene the EMP commission, congressionally mandated commission. And scientists got together and they went down all of the critical infrastructures on which we rely and concluded that the damage from an EMP would be devastating to our society in all the critical infrastructures on which we rely. And they put out a rather in-depth report in 2008. Unfortunately, it was only limited to a 200 distribution, but now you can access it on the web and read the whole thing. It's rather lengthy, but it still is in plain talk English and somewhat technical in some areas. But it does convey the thought of just what the impact would be in all of our critical infrastructures. And if people go onto the, they can Google or Yahoo it to EMP Commission, they'll see in 2008 to EMP Commission report, it'll pop right up and they can read it for themselves. The 2004 report was an interim report, which was then further enriched and elaborated upon in the 2008 report. The 2008 report is the one that people really need to read. And they can also read my book, A Nation Forsaken, because we go right down the line of what the impact of those infrastructures would be.
And we carry the book. It's called A Nation Forsaken. It's available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And it's A Nation Forsaken. We also carry, we're going to be offering that 2008 report. It's 168 pages. I would prefer you got it off the Internet, but, of course, we have it nicely bound. I like to have anything I read bound so I can go over it, underline it. And I will tell you, it is a devastating report. And so it is put together by half a dozen PhDs who were with this commission, many of them there for many, many years, going over the implications and the fact that the initial distribution of the report was limited to 200 people, I think tells us a great deal about the effort to preserve this country, because an EMP attack would destroy the United States. Our telephone number is 1, if you'd like to give us a call here, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. We're going to be going to a break, but if you'd like to give us a call, I have a question for Michael, because he's certainly one of the best informed people on this issue. You should be going up on the Internet and looking his name, Michael Maloof, M-A-L-O-O-F. His articles, WorldNet Daily, trying to get the information out, trying to warn the public, trying to make them aware of the fact that just simply instantaneously, the world we have known will cease to exist when the war will declare attack. Some people say it is a kind of if, and you might not.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. With winter approaching, let's all keep an extra special eye out for our senior citizens. Check on them on a regular basis, especially when the weather is cold. Make sure they have what they need. Someday we'll all be in that position, and wouldn't you like to have someone watch out for you? That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. Brush Housing Authority, wishing everyone a great and safe fall and upcoming winter season. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the Internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survive, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Mike Maloof, 30 years with the Defense Department. His book, A Nation Forsaken, is a vitally important book to understand not the imaginary, not the theoretical implications of this, but the very real implications, and instantaneously the world we live in would cease to exist. Certainly one EMP attack or a massive solar flare knocking out the electric grids across America would devastate this country instantaneously. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Michael, telephone number is 877-254-7524. But suddenly, you wouldn't be able to get water. If you have a well, fine. All the water there you want to, but how do you get it off without electricity? You live in a city, well, you turn on the faucet, the water comes, but the water's got to be pumped, and the pumps run by electricity. How do you dispose of wastewater, and how do you purify the water you drink? It all takes electricity. The business cycle, certainly the banking system, would go down because it's all electronic. And basically, of course, communications, telephones, they have to have access to electricity. Your car, well, your car may very well run, but where are you going to get the fuel for it? Because, of course, the fuel has to be produced, all dependent upon electricity. And distribution, how would you get? You have gasoline in the tank down the gas station. How do you get it off without electricity? And people never stop and think about all of these things. Sydney, how are you going to get food? What's going to happen to emergency services? What's going to happen to government services? What's going to happen to the healthcare system? What's going to happen to the structure of our society? Michael, I don't think that the average person has any grasp. Of course, all of this is covered in that wonderful 2008 report that was put out. You know, after 8 years of work, it was distributed to 200 people. And you see, I keep my ear very close to the ground and have information. And yet, until I began studying this, I didn't even know this report existed. Oh, put together by a number of PhDs who spent 8 years, many of them, trying to compile the information, a devastating report. And the average individual has no idea. It may be up on the Internet, but if they don't know it's there, they're not even going to be looking for it. How are we going to get the information out?
Well, I think programs such as yours are vital. Certainly my book covers this tremendously, and we just keep, it's repeat. Just keep the message flowing and try to get folks to go to their state legislatures, to their governor, and to try to get some action. And try to work on the Congress, but they're so preoccupied with so many other things right now. From Syria to the budget. I mean, we're going to be so consumed very shortly with the new budget crisis and with debt limit, and no one's going to be thinking about this. And this is the critical period of the solar flare that we're entering into. But you're absolutely right on the devastating impact it will have on the individual and their ability to cope in an everyday life. It basically would catapult people back to the 19th century. And if you're in the more rural areas, you hunt, you can draw your own water from a well using a bucket, you're going to be far less affected, and you have supplies. You're going to be less affected, although what you will have to look out for will be marauders and gangs that will then try to take away from those who have and give to the, and take, and have the have-nots take it away from you. So then you're going to be put into the position of having to defend yourself, your property, and your family. Law enforcement, law and order will basically fall apart.
And we're talking about the death of millions and millions of Americans. And this is the thing. I mean, certainly there have been some estimates that 60 to 90% of the American people could be dead in the major cities within a year. Certainly in June of this year, Maine, the state of Maine, as Michael has said, had voted to take itself and separate its grid from the rest of the grids surrounding so that Maine would be able to survive, so they would be able, their grid would not be burned out with all the rest of them were burned out from an EMP attack. And it was passed by the state legislature, signed by the governor, but the average individual doesn't understand the implications. They understood in Maine what this meant. Well, what about there in Colorado, where most of the people listening to this morning's program live? What are they doing in Colorado? And I'll tell you, they're doing absolutely nothing to protect the lives of millions of people in the state of Colorado. And from a logical point of view, none of this makes sense. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. If you have a question for Michael, because he's certainly one of the best informed people in our nation today. In fact, if you open the internet and you suddenly look under threat of solar flare, and Michael's the only person who's writing about the. There's some articles last year about the 2012, but as far as this very real threat as we move into the apex of this solar cycle. Why, my internet, I couldn't find anybody else writing about the danger.
Well, we continue to, because of our concern about it at WND, WorldNet Daily, we monitor, pretty much what the, what NASA is saying and doing and NOAA. And, they have live feeds of the eruptions of the sun now on some of their websites. And they'll issue, alerts. And those are the kinds of things we watch out for and pick up and dutifully report. We think that it's so important to keep people advised and of these problems. But you know, they say, well, we prepared for Y2K and nothing happened. Well, that's because we were prepared. We're not prepared for a solar flare. We're not prepared for an EMP event. We did take measures soon enough with Y2K, and were able to remedy that problem so that there was no breakdowns. Although experts said that it could have happened if we didn't do anything, but we're not responding in a similar fashion to an EMP, and that's very troubling. But we've had occasions of isolated events, such as in 1989 when it was a solar flare that knocked out the Quebec hydroelectric system, and it had, except for if it weren't for a capacitor down in New York, it could have knocked out the entire East Coast. So that's how interrelated we all are, and how quickly this kind of thing can happen. As it was, that affected 6 million people over a period of a week or two, just in the Quebec area. So. And people in Colorado now who are experiencing flooding, they can see what the dislocation that happens as a result of a natural disaster. Let's say you have an EMP, and then you have these other type of natural disasters happening. It'll be just one problem compounded onto another, and it can be overwhelming to people. And so they've got to prepare for these kinds of things for themselves and store up the food and the water, extra water, and also medication. Your emergency services could be dramatically hampered. People with pacemakers would be dramatically affected, too.
Hold that thought. And our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. This is vitally important.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
With winter approaching, let's all keep an extra special eye out for our senior citizens. Check on them on a regular basis, especially when the weather is cold. Make sure they have what they need. Someday we'll all be in that position, and wouldn't you like to have someone watch out for you? That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. Brush Housing Authority, wishing everyone a great and safe fall and upcoming winter season.
Hi, I'm Double A Aaron at Ehrlich Toyota on Highway 34 and 47th Avenue in Greeley. We offer a great selection of new and used vehicles at very competitive prices. I wanted to support the unique programming on this very important radio station and convince the dealership to help me. Give me a shot at earning your business when considering your next vehicle. I will treat you fairly and give you the respect I would want. Call me, Double A Aaron, at Ehrlich Toyota at 970-339-3900. That's 970-339-3900.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. My number is 877-254-7524, and I believe that this is right now certainly the greatest potential threat facing America. In fact, are there some people like Congressman Roscoe Bartlett who actually said, you know, it's not a matter of if, but when this occurs. Certainly Roscoe was back in Congress for 20 years. And he, unfortunately, was gerrymandered out of his district and left Congress after 20 years. But he was leading this effort to try to get the information out. They gerrymandered his district. In other words, they redrew the boundaries so that they brought in a lot of strong Democratic areas. And after being 20 years in Congress, he's been forced into retirement. But he has certainly talked about the very real danger of this. And there's a caucus, isn't there a caucus there in, of congressmen trying to get this information out, Michael?
Yes, yes. In the House, there's there was created this year the EMP caucus. It's led by Representative Trent Franks out of Arizona. And there are a number of other members who I don't recall all their names, but he's been really pushing this issue. And And he also introduced the SHIELD Act, and we've also created an outside group of which I'm a member called the EMP Coalition. It's an ad hoc group in which we're pushing to try and get the EMP as a national agenda item, and to get both get the House revved up to look at this again in terms of the SHIELD Act, and to get a companion piece. Introduced in the Senate. That has not happened just yet, although a number of senators have expressed interest. So we're hoping that that will come about and we can finally get the SHIELD Act. What the SHIELD Act will do, it's modified slightly to call for federal authority to ensure that all hardware is hardened from an EMP event, whether it's what they call it, class E1 to an E3, E1 being your nuclear, E2 being your lightning type, and then E3 being a solar flare effect. E1 it will encompass all of your E2 and E3s, and because it's so devastating. The hope is that we can harden the grid, harden the utilities. Again, it's a question of cost, and that's something that I think the federal government needs to address and work closely with the states. Personally, I think we need to create a special advisor in the White House on the National Security Council to deal with this EMP, to act as a liaison between the federal government and the states to get this kind of thing going, to be a lightning rod for action, and that hasn't happened. I'm told that President Obama is very aware of the impact of a geomagnetic storm, as well as a high altitude nuclear burst, and yet he hasn't signed any executive order to direct the Department of Homeland Security to include EMP as one of its 15 national planning scenarios, which kick into effect for implementation in cases of emergency. EMP still is not one of those things. They'll deal with flooding, they'll deal with terrorism, et cetera, but not something on the scale of an EMP. And yet, this is, as you point out, one of our most compelling threats that we're facing today.
And what people really find it difficult to grasp is that we're talking about the potential deaths of millions, of tens of millions, perhaps 100 million Americans, as any of this were to take place. And yet the total blasé attitude towards it, and only one state, Maine, in June of this year, voted to get itself off the grid and to have their own grid separate to protect their citizens in their state. And but the average individual doesn't have any grasp of the implications of it, because for some reason the mainline media is blocking this out. I know you'll read an occasional article about it, but of course many times the articles make such ridiculous statements that people tend to totally discount them. And this is my concern. Why would some people say such ridiculous things, or that it would tend to discredit what they're saying, unless perhaps they didn't want the public to be concerned or to feel that this is just hype? But it's not at all. I mean, I certainly would not be doing what I'm doing. Certainly Michael would not be spending his retirement years writing and monitoring this and trying to get the information out. Certainly, are we moving into a major upswing, or are we starting the downswing of the solar cycle? And do we have any idea what the possibility is of a major solar flare hitting the United States? Michael?
Yes. Well, I think we're not fully aware of this. We're not, we can't grasp it. Again, I think it's because we have other pressures. But believe me, it's something that would be, especially a solar flare which is probably the greatest threat right now. And we have not reached the full intensity of the solar storm maximum. It's going to go well into next year. And then as the years begin to diminish, we're still going to have solar flares. It's just going to reach its most intense period beginning this month and well into next year. So we haven't really seen the full impact of these solar flares just yet, of the intensity from the sun. And again, it may not happen, but then again, it could happen. They're saying that the next one, if we get a direct hit, it'll be at least as intense as the one that occurred in 1859. That created aurora borealis around the world for more than 3 days. And at that time, we had just the telegraph system. It totally fried the telegraph system. It burned the wires. It caused the telephone poles to catch on fire. Buildings burned down because of it. You have that kind of impact, and that was sort of an EMP in the Victorian period. And it's something that now, given our greater dependency on electronics today, that impact can be devastating to this entire society as a consequence.
And I agree. Well, I guess this morning has been Michael Maloof. We've been talking about the threat of an EMP attack and the very real possibility of a solar flare, and instantaneously, the world we know would cease to exist. Michael, God bless. Thanks for being with us. Great program.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds us often child abuse results from parental stress or parental substance abuse. Help put an end to this tragedy now. Report what you know to your local authorities. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 482-6783. On the air, because they care.
Well, Dr. Stan, and basically I think this is a vitally important subject. We do have a 4-CD set on this, including an interview with Michael Maloof, and then other experts on the subject. That's a 4-CD set. It's entitled The Threat of an EMP Attack. We have certainly the talk on a DVD that Ambassador Henry Cooper gave at our conference last year. It's called The Threat of an EMP Attack. We carry Michael Maloof's book, A Nation Forsaken. We actually carry the 2008 Congressional Commission report. You can get it on the internet, but people are not pulling down and reading it, but we've put it, we have it in bound fashion. You'll want to get it. You'll want to read it. You'll want to contemplate it. You'll want to get the information out. You'll want to copy it. Ladies and gentlemen, our entire world would change. This is not imaginary. This is not hype. This is truth. And the fact that you're not hearing about it, that there's an organized, orchestrated, coordinated effort to conceal the information from the American people, that Newt Gingrich, certainly when he was Speaker of the House of Representatives, tried to get the information out, campaign against him. He was discredited, forced to resign. But go up on the internet and type in Newt Gingrich's threat EMP attack. Janet Napolitano, the day that she left her position as Secretary of the Office of Homeland Security, that was August of this year. Go up on the internet and type in Janet Napolitano threat cyber attack America. Janet Napolitano threat cyber attack on America. So they go up on the internet and type in Google or your certainly whatever you use it for a search engine, a Michael Maloof threat EMP attack. The information is up there. Roscoe Bartlett threat EMP attack, and compile these various articles and with people who are on the front lines. Peter Pry, P-R-Y, Peter Pry, threat EMP attack. He actually led the Congressional Commissions, Executive Secretary of the Congressional Commissions. Get this information. Help us get it out. We're talking about the greatest threat to America that we have ever seen. Not imaginary, but real, and you need to help me get the information out. You need to get it out for yourself, your family, your neighbors. You need to start making your preparations, because basically, if this were to happen, the whole structure of society would, as we know it, would be gone within a week. When the food was gone, the fuel was gone, the health services, the emergency services began to break down. Our number is 1-800-544-8927, but let me stress the importance. Get our 4-CD set on the threat of an EMP attack. Get the DVD. Get the book we carry. Get the report. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then if you're in a position to help Radio Liberty, we can certainly use your financial help to maintain our network of radio stations across America. We can't do it without you, and we appreciate those who are members of the Radio Liberty family of supporters. We would love to welcome you into our